We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yahoo News has an exclusive learning that the FBI is investigating conspiracy theorists for domestic terror threats. And of course, this takes on heightened importance given what's happened over the weekend. Sharon Weinberger is the Yahoo News DC bureau chief. Sharon, thanks for coming on this morning. What did you all find, and how did you find it?
Hi, thanks for having me. So what we found was our writer, Jonna Winter, got a hold of an FBI bulletin, much of it for official use only, that talked about how conspiracy theories are the new domestic extremists. You know, the FBI has long tried to predict, you know, what sort of domestic terrorists may carry out violent attacks. And this newest one said that, look, conspiracy theories very likely motivate some of these attacks.
And what specifically are they referring to?
Well, they're referring to a host of conspiracy theories, a conspiracy theory being the idea that somehow a group or an elite are carrying out in secret policies against our best interest. The two main ones that they identified and people have probably heard of are QAnon. This is the idea that there's a government official named Q who is posting secret information about how President Trump is battling the deep state. And you'll sometimes see, you know, people with QAnon patches at Trump rallies and elsewhere. And the second one is the rather infamous Pizzagate conspiracy, the idea that Democratic-linked operatives were running an international child sex ring out of the basement of a pizza parlor in D.C.
And that's the one that wound up being shot up.
Yeah, I mean, this is one that led very much to violence, where a man who thought this was true went to go investigate and rescue the children in the basement of this restaurant. The restaurant didn't even have a basement, let alone a child sex ring. But this FBI bulletin cites a number of cases where these theories led to preparations for attacks.
So in reading the document that you all uncovered from the FBI, does it say how they plan to deal with social media and the spread of things that can be determined to be false?
Well, it talks about options. You know, it's an intelligence bulletin, so it's basically alerting law enforcement of a problem, not necessarily telling them what to do. It talks about efforts of social media to limit, to sort of deplatform, as the term goes, you know, some of these ideas. But the FBI is in a bit of a quandary. I mean, as the FBI themselves told us, you know, there are First Amendment protections. They don't investigate people for beliefs. It has to be the nexus of these beliefs with planning for a violent attack. And that's, you know, that's the hard part, knowing when this thing will lead to an attack.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed in some of the write-ups about the story that you all have posted, there's concern about the deep state, and that is all, in some people's minds, a fabrication. And yet at the same time, I regularly see friends of mine, or in some cases, former friends of mine who work in bureaucratic jobs in Washington, who very openly proclaim that they hate the president. They don't want to execute on his policy plans. And I mean, that's relatively benign compared to the allegations that are out there about actively, you know, undermining the presidency in deep ways. But you know, how do you, when you talk with your reporters, try to get them to investigate these things with a serious mind? I mean, is there truth behind it rather than just dismissing it, you know, out of hand at the very beginning?
Well, you've hit on something fundamentally important, that conspiracy theories don't come out of nowhere. They're usually not spun out of thin air. Mm-hmm. Comes out of a lack of information or little bits of truth. I mean, absolutely, one can look at, you know, elements that could be true, which certainly there are people in government who very much disagree with President Trump and may in some cases be working against his policies for their own reasons because they disagree with them.
Right.
That is different than an international conspiracy that involves child pedophile rings in local pizza restaurants. And so
sure.
when I ask
okay.
reporters to investigate, it's you know, mm-hmm. look for the facts.
Mm-hmm.
There are people in government that oppose Trump. That may not be the all-encompassing idea of a deep state.
Yeah. What did the FBI director have to say before Congress? He did testify just a few days ago, right?
Right. So FBI has been under a lot of pressure, in part because of another story that our reporter, Jonna Winter, broke a couple years ago when we were at Foreign Policy magazine, which is the FBI was tracking what they call black identity extremists, a group that doesn't actually exist. The FBI has been questioning, how do you track, are you really paying attention to white supremacists? The FBI has a tendency to sort of group everything together, pro and anti-abortion extremists, as they call them. So now they're tracking racially motivated extremists rather than just white extremists or what they call black identity extremists. But the thing is, as the FBI director said at that hearing, the vast majority of these domestic extremists are, in fact, white supremacists.
Mm-hmm. Where does Antifa fall in all of this? Because I do seem to see that organization, if you want to call it that, popping up into mainstream coverage, especially West Coast. But, even in D.C., you can find a weekend where suddenly you're walking out of a restaurant and you've got people in black masks and black clothes on bikes. And you have to think, am I about to get hit in the head with a bike lock? Do I look like somebody they would want to attack? That's unnerving for people who've been in Washington or even in a major metropolitan area unthreatened for such a long period of time.
Right. So Antifa, as you point out, they believe that they are going to battle fascists violently if necessary. The FBI actually has done a number of reports on Antifa and has expressed concern about violence from them. So the FBI is tracking that as well. I don't think what we've seen, and this is not to say it would never happen, what we haven't seen, as we've seen out of white supremacists, is a case of either a mass shooting or, I think, even a death, which isn't to justify or say that violence out of any group is justified or not a threat, and the FBI is tracking them. But it's so far, it doesn't appear they're quite the threat that some of these white supremacists represent.
Mm-hmm.
That could change.
Yeah. Well, that's my fear. I think it's on the verge of changing, unfortunately. I really appreciate you joining us to talk about this. Sharon Weinberger, the D.C. Bureau Chief for Yahoo News. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.